This week, the question is this: are there three beings in the Godhead or just one? This question is of vital importance because if we deny what the Bible teaches on this, we in effect deny the very being of God Himself. To deny the being of God is to place our souls in jeopardy. And so the importance of this subject cannot be stressed too much. Today, there are several groups that deny the biblical doctrine of the Godhead. Some Pentecostal groups teach that there is only one being in the Godhead and that one being is Jesus and Jesus only. They deny the Bible's teaching concerning God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, there are Jehovah's Witnesses who likewise teach there is only one being in the Godhead, but they say it's Jehovah the Father, and they deny that Jesus is co-equal with God, and they deny that the Holy Spirit is even a being at all. As plain as the Bible is on this vital subject, it seems incredible that anyone could draw the conclusions that these groups have drawn. What does the Bible teach concerning the Godhead? The Bible teaches there are three divine beings that compose the one Godhead. Or to put it another way, there are three divine beings that compose the one God of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." The word God in this verse comes from the Hebrew word Elohim. It's plural in number. This is so significant that I want to repeat it. The word God in Genesis 1 verse 26 comes from the Hebrew word Elohim, and it's plural in number. Also, notice that the pronouns used in this verse are also plural in number. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Here is a plurality of divine beings called God who are conversing and creating the world. Who were these divine beings? The Bible says it was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In John 17, verse 3 through 5, the Bible says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory that I had with you before the world was." Now from this passage we learn that Jesus had glory with the Father before the creation of the world. These two beings are referred to as God in Genesis 1 verse 26. Again, John 1 verses 1 through 3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made." From this we learn that Jesus was in the beginning with God the Father. Not one thing was created without Jesus, according to verse 3. Listen to that again. Not one thing was created without Jesus, according to verse 3. If that's true, and it is, then when Genesis 1 verse 26 says, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness," it was God the Father speaking with God the Son. Since the word God in Genesis 1 26 is plural in number and is used equally of all divine beings involved in the creation, we're forced to conclude that there are a plurality of beings that make up the one Godhead, the one God of the Bible. There are then three divine beings that make up the one Godhead. First, the Father is called God. In 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6, the Bible says, "Yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for Him." Second, the Son is called God. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, "But to the Son He says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever." Notice carefully, the Son is being called God in Hebrews 1 verse 8. Third, the Holy Spirit is also called God. In Acts chapter 5 verses 3 through 4, Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Now, according to this passage then, when Ananias lied to the Holy Spirit, verse 3, he was lying to God, verse 4, because the Holy Spirit is God. Each of these three beings are called God, and they're so united that they are called one God. To illustrate, the Bible teaches that all Christians within a local congregation are actually many members, but one body. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, the Bible says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." Now, if we can understand that there are many members, but one body, we should have no trouble seeing that there are three divine beings that make up the one God. Again, the Bible says that the husband and wife are one flesh. In Matthew 19, verse 5, the Bible says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." If we can understand that there are two people in a marriage, but they are one flesh, then we should have no trouble seeing that there are three divine beings that make up the one God. To summarize, the Bible teaches there is only one God. Yes, but that one God is composed of three eternal divine beings. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.